Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So Elon Musk was met with boos and chants of bring back Twitter at an event that makes me feel incredibly out of touch. I guess there are world championships for video games, and people are just sitting around watching other people play video games. I don't get it. And it makes me feel really old. Anyway, Musk was at this thing. They started booing the guy and they started chanting, bring back Twitter, because they don't like X.
Is that a bigger reaction than 10's got?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn. This crowd's funny.
My old Freddy.
He's just such an easy punching bag. I mean, I'm not a fanboy or anything, but I'm also not into bashing rich people just because they happen to be rich. But this X thing, I'm not the first to say it, and I'm certainly not the last, is probably the dumbest marketing idea I've ever seen publicly go down. I mean, nobody's buying it. I don't call it X. I'm always going to call it Twitter. I'm not even a Twitter person, and it's Twitter, dude. Stop it. Do 180, pretend like this never happened, and people will forget about it eventually. A nearly 200-year-old time capsule from the U.S. Military Academy West Point left onlookers disappointed, to say the least, when the box appeared to be pretty much empty.
Oh. It's empty.
There are some items in the bottom. It appears to be, we're not certain if it's soil or mud or dust that's accumulated there and hardened. We're going to pull a piece out and see if we can get an idea of what it is. It may not be anything.
What a disappointing little moment there. I've always found time capsules in general to be completely disappointing because, I mean, unless they're from like a few hundred years ago, you're going to know what's in there. It's not that like old. It's the same crap you can probably find down at the thrift store. Or in this case, it looks like a bunch of poop in the bottom of a box. Speaking of poop, it appears to be raining poop in parts of Minnesota, according to the Star Tribune. Five different people from the Minneapolis area all reported similar incidents earlier this spring of so-called poop rain. Fecal-like matter showering down from the skies, possibly from aircraft above. Well, let's hope that's what it's from. So they reached out to the FAA. The FAA official said that it's actually up to the aircraft operators to address septic tank leaks. But they said they'd investigate further. I don't know why they let people drop deuces on an airplane other than like it being a medical emergency or something. It should be like, why can't you hold it, right? Are these the same people who would go to the take a number two on a Greyhound bus? Can't you hold it to your next destination? I mean, I think I've talked about this before. Obviously, I'm very passionate about people doing their business outside of the friendly skies. Isn't that the worst seat on the airplane too? Anything right by the lavatory? People are slamming the thing open and shut the whole time and you're just like holding your breath not to catch a whiff of whatever's coming out of there. I guess if you're having a crappy day, just be glad you're not being crapped on with airplane poop. God, that would ruin your day. Can you imagine? Florida residents have been told to move their electric cars before this hurricane hits. I had no idea about this. Apparently, salt water gets into the car and can make these things explode, and then they burn for like, what, 3 days or something? I'm probably exaggerating, but it's bad. Like, electric car fires are way worse than a normal car fire because they're insanely more toxic. I mean, either way, it's going to be bad, right? Not trying to dump on electric cars. I think they're pretty cool, but they catch fire with salt water? That seems like a major design flaw. Can we fix that before we go on to produce more Cybertrucks? I mean, this could be a serious problem if you think, you know, one particular neighborhood might have several hundred of these things. So you could have hurricane force winds, the floodwaters come in, and these cars start exploding and burning down houses. Another fine layer of detail to the apocalypse. So Fender guitars had $100 million worth of retail sales canceled in the year 2022. That equates to roughly 600,000 guitars and 200,000 amps, according to the company. It's kind of a weird way to put it, but interesting illustration for my mind. So there was a massive increase of people who bought guitars during the COVID pandemic because they were stuck home alone. And it gives you something to do. It's really fun. I love playing guitars and I love Fenders. But the following year, when the COVID restrictions went, everybody went back outside and forgot about their guitars. Let's check today's top headlines at Newsweek.com. A disturbing discovery is seven human skull caps were found in a river. Just the caps, so somebody's been doing something to the bodies. This is down in San Antonio. Well, it's either a serial killer or a med student disposing of specimens. Plane passengers are screaming, being sick on flight in 75-mile-per-hour wind turbulence. I wonder if they were the ones splattering poop somewhere over Minneapolis. Mask mandates return, a full list of places with restrictions in place. Don't care because I'm not playing along. I've got a beard anyway. I'll just fold it up over my mouth so it'll be like this. That's it for today. Newsweek Radio. See you tomorrow. Bye.